Welcome to Teaching Writing Ideas and Strategies. In today's podcast episode is from our recent book, Business Communication Rhetorical Situations. This is chapter 8, and it's called Negative Messages, Writing Letters, Memos, and Emails. We've all received them, the rejection letter, the phone call informing you that you did not get the job, or any one of the many other bad news messages. Nobody likes getting them, but some are clearly easier to deal with than others. And the question is why? Well, the answer is there are ways to break bad news that can make the situation easier to handle for the recipient. And that's what we're going to try to explore. We do it in this chapter, but we're also going to do that on this podcast episode. There's really four components to a negative message. The first one is a buffer. A buffer is a neutral statement. It's often used to begin a negative message. It doesn't deliver the negative news, right? It's before you get to the negative news. The second component is the statement of the disappointing news, and generally with a reason for the rejection. The third aspect of a negative message is an alternative or a compromise to soften a disappointment. So if there's some way in which you can hedge that disappointment, in the case of when you submit an academic article for publication or whatever, often you get a revise and resubmit, or an invitation to send it somewhere else, that kind of thing. What they're trying to do there is soften that rejection. And then the fourth is a positive goodwill building closing, which admittedly can be difficult at times. So let's get back to the start of the negative message, the buffer. So here's an example of a buffer. Dear reader, thank you very much for ordering from Bookworm Book Clubs. Now, as you can see, there's no negative news there. We don't know what the negative news is. So this is sort of leading up to that. And then the negative news becomes, unfortunately, the item you ordered is temporarily out of stock. So there's your negative news. So you don't want to lead with that line. You usually want to include some kind of buffer. Now, there are situations where a buffer is a good idea, and there are situations where it might not be. And on page 222 of our textbook, we have a chart which we talk about when to use a good buffer, and what makes for a good buffer. So when should you use a buffer? When you know your reader values cultural indirectness. So sometimes it's a cultural thing, and to start off right up with the bad news is a really bad thing as a cultural thing. Another time to use a buffer is when you need to thank your reader for something. So when you have that opportunity, you take that, and then you proceed on to the bad news. There are other situations when openly stating the bad news is just regarded as abrupt or rude. And so in those situations, you would, again, not want to use a buffer. So what makes for a good buffer then? How do you actually write one of these things? So sometimes you can identify a positive aspect of the interaction. And so that's what you would lead with. Sometimes you can thank the reader for something that they have done. So if this is an ongoing relationship, you can say, well, thanks very much for sending this to us. We appreciate that. However, right? Sometimes you can describe what happened or list the facts. So thank you very much for sending us your letter of this date. We read it and forwarded it to the appropriate people. And then you talk about the consequences, how they interpreted that or what their reaction to it was, which is negative. Sometimes you can open by referring to an enclosure in the message. So first thing you're doing is saying, responding to you. As you can see, attached is a full explanation, and then you proceed to telling them the rest of the short explanation, which is the negative. In the next situation in the chapter, we talk about someone resigning from a job. Now, in this case, the bad news is probably already out there. The letter, the document is really a matter of record. And so in that case, where they already know what the bad news is, you don't have to use a buffer. So here you would start with a different kind of organizational pattern. You'd start with a direct statement of the problem, in this case that the person is resigning. You would then say something like some kind of language that recognizes the boss's contributions to the writer's achievements. And that constitutes a kind of a background to the resignation. The third section describes any options for fixing the problem. In this case, you're not really going to fix it, but the person is transitioning out of the company. Who's going to handle their accounts? Who's going to handle their work? And how is that transition going to happen? So maybe suggesting some things or talking about how the writer's going to organize their work for the next person and hand it off. And the fourth is a kind of goodwill type of message. In this case, the person who's resigning is just offering to be of any assistance they can with helping in the transition. One of the key things about bad news messages is you don't want to linger on the bad news. And so in the third example that we give in the chapter where a person who's resigning is sending a message to their coworkers, so not their boss and not externally, here they just skip the buffer, go straight to a description of the problem that's clear and brief. It's basically one sentence long. Late last week, I accepted a new job at Altatel's office here in Alabama Hills to work as an international account executive. So there's the problem, there's the bad news, I'm leaving. Then there's another paragraph in which they're offering some solutions about how to solve the trouble that's going to ensue when that person's leaving, who's going to pick up their work, and all those kind of questions. And then a goodwill ending. So really three components. It's a much shorter message and it gets right to the point. So that's it. I'll be straight to the point too. The bad news messages, make them quick, get to the point, try to build some goodwill and get out of that message. You don't want to linger on these things. Well, thanks for listening. For more information about our book and about these podcasts, you can go to our website, wecanwrite.ca. And to obtain a copy of our book, please visit broadview.com. Again, the name of the book is Business Communication, Rhetorical Situations. Thanks for listening.